From the Health and Wealth Desk at KBIA, I'm Jacob Fenston.
Hi, sir. Are you registered to vote in Missouri?
Hi, are you folks registered in Missouri?
Ma'am, are you registered to vote in Missouri?
I already asked you.
You may have already signed it, a petition to cap the interest rates on payday loans in Missouri at 36%.
To cut interest rates on payday loans, they currently charge 440% interest. Are you registered in Boone County?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Missouri is fertile ground for payday lenders. With some of the loosest regulations in the nation, we're among the states with the most payday lending stores per capita. Now, the industry here is fighting for its life as activists aim for the November ballot to try to rein in these lenders they say trap the working poor in a cycle of debt. So just let me ask you to introduce yourself again. Tell me your name and who you are.
My name is Finney Marie Dorsey.
And when you first took out a loan, you said it was like for...
It was for social enjoyment. I wanted to play bingo. I just thought I was just going to take this loan, go play some bingo. Honestly, I thought I was going to take this loan, go play some bingo and win. But I lost.
So 2 weeks later, she renewed the loan, adding another $15 or so in interest to the original $100 loan. Soon, she was taking out loans to pay for other expenses, loans to pay the interest on earlier loans.
I had more loans than anybody would ever believe. I mean, it wasn't like loans in Columbia, loans in Fulton. I mean, I just had them everywhere. I mean, I just thought like, okay, every time I had a financial problem, I always say to myself, oh, I'll go get a loan tomorrow. And it's just spun out of control.
I was an undergrad. I needed a job.
While Dorsey was busy taking out loans all over Missouri, Graham McCauley was working at a payday loan shop in Columbia. He says part of his job was getting people to renew loans week after week. In fact, he says this was the business model.
So we would get calls twice a day from our corporate person, and we would have to call in the numbers each night. And I thought that the numbers that would look great is the percentage of people who came in and paid off their loans or how well we're doing. But the main percentage they cared about was this buyback percent. And that was the percent of people who either renewed their loan or immediately took it back out.
One national study found the average payday borrower taking out a $325 loan will renew it 8 times, eventually paying more than $400 in interest. In other words, borrowing $300 and paying back $800. Now, McCauley and Dorsey work with Grassroots Organizing. It's one of the advocacy groups trying to cap payday loans at 36%.
If it was at 36%, you couldn't stay in business at all.
Don Wells is a Republican state representative, and he's chairman of the Missouri House Banking Committee. He also owned a payday lending store until just a few years ago.
When you do the arithmetic, you'll see that the profits aren't there that everyone thinks people are making. And that's one reason I sold my business.
So from an economic standpoint, that's a pretty easy decision. It matches what's called a shutdown condition.
Joseph Haslig, an economist at the University of Missouri.
Businesses go out when they can't afford to continue operating.
Haslig was hired by payday supporters to analyze the effect a 36% cap would have on the payday and title loan industry in Missouri. He found it would cause all of those businesses to shut their doors, a $78 million blow to the state GDP. Haslig's analysis was adopted by the state auditor as part of the official ballot summary. But supporters of the rate cap say the industry does far more harm than good.
They're making money off poor and desperate people. It's usury, plain and simple.
Representative Mary Still, a Democrat from Columbia. Every year she's been in the General Assembly, she's introduced a bill to cap payday loans. This year, Still's trying a different route, supporting the ballot initiative. She's pretty much given up on getting her legislation through the House. One reason is Banking Committee Chairman Don Wells.
I told my committee that we're not going to hear junk that just consumes your time and has no benefit for your constituent or the state. And so I have decided not to hear her bill.
In fact, Still's legislation hasn't been referred to any committee, and it probably won't be. It's languishing on the desk of the Speaker of the House, Republican Stephen Tilley. Would you support her bill?
Nope. I mean, because it has the cap on, and I'm not a big fan of telling small businesses what they can and can't charge.
And proponents of the rate cap say that money from the industry is influencing the legislature. And I looked at, I think you've gotten about $70,000 from the industry over the past, since 2006. Do you think that money plays a role in this, in the legislature?
Not at all. I've got a long record of not telling small businesses what they should do, and I had that record before I got here.
Tilley calls payday lenders small businesses. but the biggest one in the state, Quick Cash, reported $123 million in revenue last year. Nearly one quarter of that came from its 100 stores in Missouri.
The payday loan industry, the short-term loan industry in Missouri, believes the status quo does a great job of protecting consumers.
Eric Banks is the spokesperson for a campaign committee called Missourians for Equal Credit Opportunity. The group has raised $1.1 million so far to fight the ballot initiative. His side has almost 10 times as much cash as the other side. So I asked him where that money's coming from.
That's not an important issue. The important issue is, should we not continue to have opportunities for people to get credit on an emergency short-term basis?
So I rephrased the question.
You've raised $1,100,000.
I said, you're spending all this money to influence voters, and you don't think they have a right to know where the money's coming from? And his answer again.
No, the public has no more right to know exactly where the money is coming from, nor to know where the money is being spent.
Actually, under Missouri law, campaigns do have to disclose who's funding them. It's public information. But campaign reports filed by Missourians for Equal Credit Opportunity show every cent comes from one group, a nonprofit that doesn't have to disclose its funding, thereby concealing the ultimate source. While Missourians for Equal Credit Opportunity is fighting to defeat the 36% cap, it's supporting two other initiatives with strikingly similar language, but that would have no effect on the industry. Activists say it's a tactic to confuse voters.
Are you all registered voters?
I found these two women gathering signatures recently in Columbia. I started chatting with them without telling them I was a reporter right away.
What are you getting signatures for?
It's to allow voters to be able to decide whether or not they want a cap put on payday loans. It's an initiative to get on the ballot so we can vote on it.
What's the payday loan cap?
It's right now it's at 41, they want to put it at 36.
She made it sound like I'd be signing up for capping interest rates on payday loans, but the petition she showed me would instead amend the state constitution banning any such interest rate cap. Finally, I told them I was a reporter, and I asked who they were working for.
We are not really supposed to talk to reporters.
So far, 17 states have capped payday loans. Most recently, in 2010, Montana and Arizona voted by wide margins for a 36% cap. That's why the payday lending industry wants to make sure this doesn't get on the ballot here. In its most recent annual report, Quick Cash, the largest payday lender in Missouri, noted that ballot initiatives are, quote, expensive to oppose and more susceptible to emotion than deliberations in the normal legislative process. From the Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Jacob Fenston.